Luke 16. Luke chapter 16. Now, we're going to deal with finances in a way this morning, and wealth in a way this morning, and abundance in a way this morning that is beyond houses, cars, clothes, diamond, and your bank account. The two words that dropped in my spirit, I'm going to preach from them this morning, but I have a statement to make with them, a subject to give you with them included, but I'm about to give you those two words. I never had heard them before. And by teaching on finances so much and by have entered into this arena, I fully understood what they meant as soon as I heard them. So it may take you a little time to understand them, but don't take them lightly. I want you to write them down. See, I understood them because I'm in this money thing, you see, because that's my assignment to the body of Christ. So when I heard them, shoot, I knew what it was. Man, I said, wow. All right? So it may not hit you that way, but you recall them because this is it. I was preaching, and I heard these words, these two words, money, missionary. Money, missionary. And I instantly understood that the Lord has called his children, every one of them, to be money missionaries. Handling money for him in the earth realm to bring the kingdom of God manifestation to man. For instance, listen now, for instance, this scripture, and I don't even want to look for it and even turn to it. What a man, what it profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. Listen now. Or then the scripture, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? As a money missionary, you ought to use your money to exchange for soul. Your main objective in handling money for God, all the money you have to yield it to God, and you want to use it as a money missionary. Your assignment, the money is given to you to carry out the mission on earth that all men might come to the knowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. When you do that, God know now he can trust you the elementary aspect of finances, such as houses, clothes, land, or whatever your little heart desire. That is nothing to God as long as you have the main purpose focused on what he has given you money for. Oh, man. I'm going to get this thing. Get this thing. So this morning, I'm going to ask you to receive the call of being a money missionary for the kingdom of God in the earth realm. I want every person in here to say, Lord, I receive the call. Your money problems are over. Man, I didn't sleep last night. I only got a few hours sleep, man. It was 3 o'clock this morning. I couldn't go to sleep. I wanted to preach. I got up to bed. I'm telling you this morning, we're going to go into some things, sister. Going to slap doubt out of your way. Once you receive the call, now you're receiving a call from Almighty God, from a prophetical word, money missionaries. You're going to leave here as a money missionary for God. And God's going to pack your account. Because now you're saying to him, I know how to handle money. And money is not going to be my master. I'm going to master money for you in the earth realm. Come on now, I want you to get it because... See, we haven't read the scripture. I know we haven't read the scripture, but I got to emphasize this thing because I know it could be dull to you, money missionary. Or it might not sound too enthusing to you. You know, but it's the key, Jesus, it's the key to you never having a money problem another day in your life. You received the call this morning. The Lord told me to tell you, receive the call. Receive the call as being a money mission. Forget about everything. Forget about houses. Forget about cars. Forget about clothes, shoes. Forget all that. You're going to have so much of that, you ain't going to be able to wear them all. But the thing is, he wants you to get your priorities straight. The priority is that you are left in this earth's realm not to put up a permanent dwelling place. You got to leave here. And he left you here to finish the assignment that the Lord Jesus Christ started when he was here, to redeem mankind back to God before Jesus come back to get us. And the major way we're going to do it is, yes, prayer. Yes, we got to preach the gospel, but it takes money to pray. Now, we're going to read, and then I'm going to read it after we read it. Because I'm going to say some things out of Luke 16 that going to blow your religion out of the boat, and they're going to hang your religion on Haman gallows. Now here in Luke 16, now I want you to write it down. I want to make sure you got it. I received the call of being a money missionary for the kingdom of God in the earth's realm. Now that means you pass money out. You're always passing money out. You're passing money out to further the kingdom. That means, ooh, that's a project there. Good, glory. And you're excited, and you just got money in both hands. You're passing out, and you buy a car every now and then, but that ain't no big deal. You're passing money out. That car just come in, got the crack. That ain't nothing to that. That's just a piece of, but you're passing money out for the kingdom of God. Car don't mean nothing until you see somebody walking. You say, hey, you don't have to walk no more. Because you know you can get another one of them. So you're not concerned. See, this stuff don't, oh, y'all don't hear me. This stuff don't mean nothing to you no more. Now you're a money missionary for the kingdom. Now, money don't mean nothing to you. You just passing it out for the kingdom of God. You're wild. You're out of your mind. You're going crazy. Money don't mean nothing to you no more. The only means that money has to you now is, who can I get saved? Who can I get? You're sort of like an addict. Who can I get saved? I need a hit. I need a hit this morning. I want somebody born again. You wake up out of bed. Wow. What you want me to do now, Lord? Who you want me to support today? Who you want me to give to today? What is it? What? I got to give away some money. All right, Luke 16:1. We're going to read to the 13th verse. We're just going to read. Wait, it's a Bible class anyway. All right, Luke 16:1, ready, read. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called, hold up. Waste his good, underline that. Waste his good. Waste his good. Now until you understand the call that you have on your life in the area of financial management, you're going to waste the Lord's good. And when you waste what he gives to you, he can't afford to give you much more, because you haven't grown enough yet to know how to handle it like he wants you to handle it. Now, there's an indictment against many of us here this morning. Matter of fact, there's an indictment against all of us. Because we have not been sensitive enough to the primary call that we are called to. We can get sidetracked on other things But the primary call that is on our line is to see to it that not one man, one woman, one boy, or one girl go to hell because we held back a dollar. Are you wasting any money? Are you wasting? Are you just spending it on what you're trying to get, what you want? And if you listen to God and receive this call this morning, what you want ain't no problem. He's going to make sure you get what you want if you give him what he wants. Are you listening to me? Now, we're beyond Sunday school here. There's not no Sunday school lesson. I'm telling you, you can put up your little Sunday school book. There's no Sunday school lesson. This is the very lesson that's going to bring you into finances like you've never been before. Stop wasting what you have and use it for the glory of God. Did you hear me? Just stop wasting it. Stop wasting it. Stop trying so hard to get that little Lexus. That little Lexus ain't nothing. God wants you to ride in a chariot. Are you following me? Well, I need help here. Y'all praying for me? I need help here this morning because I won't preach it. I won't read the scripture. I won't preach, man. So I know what I need to say. The Holy Ghost is going to hit this place like an avalanche this morning. It's like snow stacking up on a mountain above the village, and just one little shake, one little move, that whole thing going to come down on you. Watch. One little move, we're going to have an avalanche in here this morning, and you'll never be broke another day in your life. Now, I admit some of y'all are going to have to leave your churches. They're not going to be able to handle you. I'm just telling you the fact. They're not going to be able to handle you. When you start handling that money and not $5,000, I'm talking about handling money, they're going to get nervous. The preacher, everybody going to be nervous. They ain't never seen no money like that in life. So you're going to be, you got to move churches, change. You got to find a church who got big dreams and got the world on their mind, not just a little corner down the street, you know. All right, now you watch it. Let's go in verse 2. Read it, read. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Wait a minute. Oh, Lord. It'd be all right if I talk to you. Some of you all in the body of Christ are not even stewards no more. You have so raggedly handled what God has given you, he's waiting on you to repent and to change your way and your relationship with money before he can let you further on into your stewardship. Some of you all, you're wondering what the problem, why I'm praying, I love God, I'm not committing adultery, I'm praising God, I'm giving tithe. Why do not I get my financial breakthrough? Your breakthrough is that your stewardship is on hold. And you're going to have to give an account and repent, and then God will release your stewardship again. Y'all, I'm preaching better than y'all listening. How many want a solution for this dilemma? Well, it's in the Word of God, so we got to talk this thing over that... Yes, you still qualify, or you still have the potential of being a steward for God because you're in the kingdom of God, but your stewardship is on hold because now you need to give an account of why you didn't do what he wanted you to do with what he had trusted you with before he can give you more to send you on another assignment. Every seed you receive already has an assignment from God. Oh, man. Come on now. Y'all got to help me this morning. Every seed you receive already has an assignment from God. We on the verge of the biggest money explosion that ever existed in the history of mankind. We on the verge of turning the knob or turning the key for the wealth transferring where sinners cannot stop us. You remember that little girl went up and said, I want my money. Hey! Remember last night when Donald Dollar was preaching? And that girl ain't got that money. Remember that girl? Them boys messed up. Remember when that girl went up there? She knocked on the door and said, the Lord sent me here. I come to get my money. Don't be pointing that spear at me. I want my money now. Well, I believe, oh Lord help me. I believe what the Lord was tapping into you. Just those two little words, money missionary. And exchanging money for souls. I believe, listen to myself. I believe God has given us this morning. And so one of the things you have to do is repent of your stewardship. Write that down. And check your stewardship out. Search your stewardship. I know some of y'all think you're doing good, but once the light of divine sight come on that, you might not be doing as good as you thought you were doing. See, it's not a regiment, it's a revelation. It's not a regiment, something you see somebody else do and you just get into the regiment like you're in the army. No, it's a revelation where God reveals to you day by day what your stewardship really is. You cannot think it up. Now, we are going to unlock the wealth transfer by doing what we need to do to unlock it. Don't care what nobody else on the outside do. Now, we in this auditorium here now. Don't care what nobody else say. You are hearing from heaven this morning, and heaven is putting you on notice that you ain't going to be broke no more. Heaven is putting you on notice that you're going to handle money bigger than that little check you're receiving from man. You're going to start handling checks from God. And checks from God are supernatural, overwhelming, overflowing, overabundant check. Hell! I'm telling you, brother, I heard from heaven. And God said, now, right there, right there. Repent of your stewardship. Check out your stewardship. Be sensitive. Don't let nobody make a whore out you. Don't let nobody make you give when you wasn't supposed to give. Give. How? Give. Don't let nobody prostitute. Don't let nobody prostitute your money. Give your money when the Spirit of God have spoken to you. See, some of y'all don't give away money because somebody had a good conversation. And they made a prostitute out of you. They made a whore out of you. They use your money. And God wants you to be sensitive enough. Don't care how smooth the tongue is. If I'm not speaking, don't you move. A steward know how to protect money. You ain't going to invest your money in no fool, are you? The money you have now, you know, there's different institutions we put money in sometimes to draw interest. God said, that's good. But, I mean, if a bank failing, my Rolls Royce ain't going in there. I ain't stupid. I ain't not driving my Rolls Royce because I'm stupid. I'm driving my Rolls Royce because I'm a good steward. God gave it to me. So if a bank going out of business, I ain't going to put no money. And some of y'all been like you're going out of business. You act like you're out your mind. You know, got your mind on cars and houses and good stuff, but you're not even thinking about what you're really here for. But. We're going to change that this morning. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to get my stewardship right. And do this with me. Bye-bye chicken. Got too many chickens in the body of Christ. They're eating bugs and worms. You are called to be eagles. You're not no chicken. You're supposed to be flying. Soaring with the eagle. Man, this thing is in me this morning. Man, I can walk on water this morning. Let me tell you. Because we found it out. See, money is a mean of exchange for soul. Are you hearing me? Money is a mean of exchange for soul. All the rest of this stuff is just little desserts. But the entree of your money, the main course of your money, is to see to it that the kingdom of God is constructed properly in the earth realm, that no man be lost. Are you seeing me? See, it's not how much you have. It's how much you yield. Now, wait, I'm not talking, let me say it again. It's not how much you have, and now I'm not talking about how much money you yield. I'm talking about how much are you yield to his will. Your yielding to his will change the amount you have. Now, how many of you, just from this little while, sense increase? Come on, I'm going to see how much you're listening, because if y'all think y'all at the Baptist Sunday school, y'all not there. Because you have to get in, this thing got to get in your spirit. I'm not even talking to your head this morning. Your head can't handle this conversation. I'm talking to your spirit man. This thing going to get down in your spirit this morning. And it's going to get down in your spirit. And you're going to turn into a new man. And you're going to turn into a new woman. Your household going to turn into a new house. You're going to have a new husband, a new wife. Everything changing right now by the power of God. That what you have desired has come to answer your cry this day. You've been looking for an answer. Why, Lord? Why not working out? Why things not working out? I'm doing all I can. Stop this morning. Don't ask another question. Here's your answer. Use your money in exchange for soul. Heavy hang on our head this morning. You came for a regular service, you're not going to get none. Heaven's going to visit this place, and you're going to get your answer this morning. You're going to leave this place this morning knowing that I got the answer, and I'm never going to have a money problem another day in my life, because God knows my money is ready to go on behalf of the kingdom of God being constructed in the earth's realm. Now, when God speaks to you, you get stuck on one spot. Now, I got so much to say. So let me read verse 2 now. You just listen. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Now, some of you all have been called on the carpet like this, and you didn't know it. And what we're going to do is repent. See, and some of y'all repent now. Yeah, Lord, Lord, that's me. Say, yeah, Lord, that's me. Yeah. Let me, Lord, I'm getting straight this morning. I understand, Lord, that it's beyond tithes. And then the Lord is going to call you back into stewardship. And now you got a fresh start and a new beginning. Come on now, don't y'all let me preach like this. And a new beginning. All things pass away. All these old ways we've been trying to handle our finances pass away. Now we become a new creature in the revelation of money. Now I'm on call 24 hours a day. Every dollar I have is on call to Almighty God. Whatever you want to do, Lord, I'm willing. Whatever you want, I'm willing. Take this, Lord. Take. Whatever you want, Lord, I'm willing. I'm tired of the old way of handling money. I'm tired of not having enough. I'm tired of just barely getting by. I'm tired of not being able to give big in the kingdom. I'm tired of struggling and trying to make some money. Let the money roll. I received my call this morning as a money missionary for Almighty God. When a missionary needs money, I'm the missionary to that missionary that needs money for the mission. You understand that? Missionaries will not be no broke no more because I specialize. God didn't send me to Africa. God didn't send me to Germany. God didn't send me nowhere in no foreign land. But I'm just passing out money to send whoever he sent. I'm a money missionary. I give money off my back porch. I give money out of my car. I give money. I can tell you right now. I want to tell you right now. I want to serve notice on you right now. Expect money miracles from this day, every day in your life, because God is about to release a money explosion in the body of Christ. Those who are informed that they are money missionaries, you can expect miracles every day in your money. Taking it back. I'm taking it back. Come on, you got to rock a little bit. I'm taking it back. What you taking back? I'm taking my stewardship back. You better hear me. I have the answer for every financial dilemma. Use that money in exchange for soul. Hey, money no problem. We're going to pray about something else. No, we ain't going to have no more money problem. Brother, we're going to be in money up to our ear. We're going to be looking for somebody to give something to. I'm telling you, God's stacking it up right now. He heard a call. He heard an answer. The answers are being made all up in the balcony. Their hearts saying, yes, Lord, you're talking to me. Yes, Lord, I knew it was a better way. Yes, Lord, I hear what you're saying through the man of God. Yes, Lord, I repent of erroneous stewardship. Yes, Lord, I'm going to get it straight. Yes, Lord, I'm a new steward. Are you getting this? Brother, are you getting this? You understand what I'm saying? See, you're a money missionary, brother. The only thing you left on earth is for is to get souls to the kingdom of God and train men how to win souls. That's all we left here for. We're not left here for all this other stuff. We can enjoy, you know, life and family and all that. But we left here as ambassadors for the anointed one. Say it, Lord, I repent of poor stewardship. I believe. I take a new lease on my stewardship this morning. All right, let's go. Now, while you're walking, listen, but you're obeying God. That's right, obey God. Obey God. I will never stop you from giving. I will never. Because it's a freedom being broke loose here. I very seldom talk about it. But along with the anointing of money coming, this altar thing started. I'm going to tell you right now. I ain't taking no credit. I ain't got no credit. I don't even know what I'm doing. In essence, you know what I'm saying? But when I started preaching Money Coming 5 years ago, these altar rushes, without anybody asking for it, start taking place. That's a freedom. There's a liberty. That's a revelation. There's an obedience there. There's an act there. It's between the Holy Spirit and the individual. Nobody can pollute it. The Holy Spirit talks to the individual. The individual says, yeah, Lord, I'm going to the altar now. There's a revelation there. There's a freedom. There's cheerfulness there. There's willingness there. It touched the heart of God. And then he said, you don't have to worry about me. But say, well, Reverend getting all our money. I got plenty of money. He loaded me daily. But not only benefit with money. So I'm not, see, that's why I can preach so liberal, because I'm not after no money. I got money. So I'm just preaching. And the Lord speak to you, and you say, I ain't going up there. I bet you I ain't going up there. Well, you're not going. Just set your butt down right where you are and let the other people get blessed. But I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is something in this thing. A man told me, he says, Brother Tom, I can understand why God anointed you for this money message so much. He said, so you was at my church, and I ain't never seen nothing like this before. These people, my people, they ain't never. He said, what happened? He said, so I went to the Lord with it. I said, Lord, why in the world you have anointed that man with that message? He says, I have anointed him like I anointed Oral Roberts with seed time, with the seed for his generation. And he says, and this is the Lord explained himself. The Lord said, now Oral is an evangelist and walking a prophetic office. He said, I've anointed Leroy because for his generation, because he is a pastor and a teacher, and he's going to be able to go down into the spirit of people, open it up to them. They're going to see the revelation and act upon it. See, a prophet don't. Real strong. I say a prophet. Oh, Lord, can I say this? Well, sometime I walk in that office, so I know about it. See, a prophet dump it out. And you got to be ready to grab it. But when it comes down to a pastor, teacher, he know your heart. He know where you've been in the trenches at. He come down in the trenches with you and talk to you and get you where you can understand what he's saying and then lay it on you. Verse 3. Let me read. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig to beg. I'm ashamed. Now, once you came into the family of God, you don't have digging pretensions no more. And you don't have the elements now in you to beg. When you're living out of your inner man. I mean, your inner man has such an assurance of being taken care of. Your inner man know, your inner man just can't beg. Your inner man just can't go back to the ditches. Can't go back to the natural. Oh, man. You can't. Natural won't please you anymore. And see, on these jobs you've been digging and begging. Every time you let them become your source, you're digging and begging when you're a member of a royal family. And all of the arrangement has already been made for you to have more than enough. If you just follow orders and carry out your stewardship properly and bring your seed to the saw. Man, I'm telling you, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm getting it over? Yeah, you bring the seed to the saw because you don't have time to dig no more. You don't have digging potential anymore. You lost that when you got saved. Now you know that Jehovah Jireh is your father. So therefore now you walk in another realm. You can't go back to the beggarly element of the world system trying to bring finances in. You're walking in a higher dimension now. You're walking in another world of finances. You're walking in divine stewardship. that has a divine father who give divine order for divine production, for divine increase to come in your life. You can't beg no more. You're ashamed to live below the level in which God has already provided for you to live above the level. So you can't come back down here. You're already up here working. Y'all preaching me too hard. Now y'all got to get a hold of this thing. My wife don't want y'all to preach me this hard and don't respond. I got to see if some strength to love her. You follow what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm going to just tell you the fact about it. You too proud to dig now.
Yes, sir.
See, there's a certain, see, all pride is not wrong. There's a certain type of pride that I'm proud to be a king, child. I'm proud to be in it. So there's a certain element of pride to me. Some things I used to do, I can't do. I can't ask my family to help me now because I'm helping them. Because, see, I'm in another family now. I can't go back to the same soul. See, once you become a Christian, you get into another family, and there's some things that you just can't do now. There's some places you just can't go. There's some question you just can't ask no more. There's some help you can't receive no more. Because you move now. You're living on another level. You can't go back and let them. You can't live like they lived. That you try to bring them up so they can live like you live. So therefore you can't beg. You're ashamed to go that way. Because you know God said, I'll meet all your need. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk. You know that he will not hold no good thing from them who walk uprightly. You know God is the supply of all your need. You can't go back to the beggarly element of the world no more because you got another soul. Come on, talk to me every now and then. Tell me, preach. Tell me, do something. Say you're hitting it. Tell you. Say you're getting to it. Tell me something. Come on, I dare you, tell me. Come on with it. I dare you, tell me. Come on with it. Come on, pump me up. Tell me, come on with it. Say, come on with it. Come on with it. Come on with it. Bring, bring, bring. Hey! Bring it here. Bring it here. All right, sit down. Sit down. I'm going to come with it. You sit down. Look at somebody and say, no more begging. No more digging. I'm a king's child. I'm on a king's assignment. Kings always supply their assignment. Tell somebody, I'm not going back. I'm going forward. You know what you ought to do when you get home? Then I'm going to get back in the way. You know what you need to do? You need to put all your bills in a brown paper sack. Set them in the floor and look at them and fall out. Just laugh and just roll all over and laugh and just roll, you know. Roll. I'm talking about roll. Just roll all over and let them know that you had me for a while, but you'll never have me again. I heard a man of God say, money missionary, and I'll never be broke another day in my life, and I supernaturally debt cancellation is coming up on you. Somebody better call the devil and tell him we're getting loose in here. Somebody better call him and tell him. Somebody better let him know that this part of the body of Christ, this nucleus that is gathered in this convention center, coming out with brand new stewardship. Sit down if you can. Wait a minute. Just a little more, Lord. Just a little more, let me. Just a little more. Hold it, Lord, just a little more. Give me a minute. Just a little more, Lord. Let me speak a little more. But you overwhelm me. I can't do that when you overwhelm me like that. Ha! Shut up. I get overwhelmed. I just want to teach a little more. Let me slow down a little bit. Oh, my, man. Listen what I'm about to say. Your problem is not money that you need. To pay your bills is not money that you need. You need obedience and the anointing. All you need is not money. See, you can't go after money because it's not a money problem. The problem has been obedience and yielding to the anointing. Come on, now get that down. See, it's not money. See, that's why you've been working all those jobs trying to bring money, working two jobs, working three jobs, working overtime, not spending time with your family, not spending time with your children because you thought it's money you need. It's not money you need. All you need is obedience and the anointing, and money will come by the drone. You didn't get that. You didn't get that. See, we've been working for money. We went to college to get money. We went to college to educate ourselves so we can get a better job. And there's more PhDs broke this morning than people who never had an education. I'm not a PhD. I'm wealthy. How I got wealthy? Through obedience and the anointing. Money elementary. Money just follow obedience. Money follow the anointing. Money follow the will of God. Money coming because of obedience and because of the anointing. Money don't come because you say money coming. Money coming is because of obedience and the anointing. It's not money you need. Money never been a problem. From a father who owned all the silver and all the gold and the cattle on 1,000 hills. From a father who told us the earth is mine and the world and did it, the world eat it. He said to tell you, children, money not no problem. The problem had been stewardship, obedience, and walking in the anointing. When that happened, watch out. You see the thing? If I just can get my child with a better education. If I just can get my child through college, I know they're gonna be all right. No. Are you listening to me? Are you still here? How many of y'all want me to go on? That's not enough. How many of y'all want me to go on? I sure can stop, go back in the hotel and lay down and wait for the evening service. I'm sure not begging nowhere to preach. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm booked for years. But the Lord talking to us this morning. Isn't he talking to us, brother? Yes. I receive my call. Say, I receive my call as a money missionary for the kingdom of God in the earth realm. From this day forward, my money will be exchanged for souls. Are you understanding that? Now, when you begin to do that, houses will show up with your name on it. Call to drive off the lot by themselves. Programming one of them things like my boy got. My boy one of them. What you call that thing, boy? What? Navigation. That thing you hook up in the car. What? Navigation system. You put that thing in the car and you punch in that thing, the address you want to go, and you get to a certain street. That thing said, turn here. Right. Well, God, when you go, listen to me. When you go to doing what God tell you to do, a salesman going to leave the lot with a car, going to address, he don't even know the person, to deliver the car somebody have stopped by and paid for in your name, because you are stood for God and God works America, and they're going to bring that new car to your house and say, and call your name and say, I was told to deliver this car to this address. It's already paid for. Will you sign your name here and make sure you got insurance on it? God don't work with us going down to the lot. What God got to go down to the lot for? He make the lot come to him. We've been having this thing backwards. When you start, hey, doing what he tell you do, the thing going to change around. You're going to live an extra. Stop being average. Stop being ordinary. You're going to begin to live it. I'm living an extraordinary life. If I wake up tomorrow morning and 5 Mercedes and 3 Lexus and 6 Rolls Royces in my yard, all I'm going to say is, son, which one do you want? That's the favor of God, and go eat my breakfast. It's normal for God to show off. Man. Verse 3. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig to beg. I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do. Look at somebody and say, child. I am resolved. What to do? Now, what to do by what? All these bills and lack and seeing things I want and can't get and all this kind of stuff. I'm resolved now what to do about this. I got the answer this morning. I'm leaving out this place this morning. I know that. Now, listen. Let me tell you something else, too. You can't tell this to everybody. Look, put your hand on your mouth. Shh. Now, right now, you can't tell this to everybody. You know why? You can't cast pull. That's why a lot of people don't understand him. See, when this man teaching John Osteen, John to be with the Lord. John Avezina. You see, when he's teaching, you got to listen hard. John from another world. See, John been the canon. He been in the promised land. We young rookies, Creflo and myself and Marcus, we just coming up here. John is the apostle of financing. And he been down deep in the trenches, deep in the territory. And so when you're listening to him, he may say something. You say, what are you talking about? You got to listen hard. So don't miss his session talking about you taking a nap. You better get your butt up. And you don't take no nap in that man's meeting. You better get on out here. About your bills, about your dreams, about your desires, about the demonstration that God will release in your life supernaturally. About the demonstration God wants to release in your life supernaturally. You just now making a final resolution. Boy, we're going to be bad. Man, we're going to be bad. Heathen going to run down and say, hey, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What happened to you? You smile. Don't answer right quick. Just smile. And then you ask him, say, have you ever heard about the cross? Have you ever heard about that man who was rich and became poor that I might be rich? Have you heard the word grace? Some of y'all gonna roll out the bed tonight. I'm telling you, this thing gonna dawn on you, man. This thing gonna drop on you. We are making a life, not a new year, a life resolution. I resolve what my financial problem has been, that I have not properly stewardship what I already had. Because you see, at one time we had to bring up so much emphasis on tithe, which is elementary. And now you're tithing and you think you're chucking. Took you a long time to start tithing, you see. So now you're tithing, but you said, man, I'm in there now, I'm a tither. No, baby, you're not in there until you become a steward. You see the difference? You got iron resolve what to do? Say it. Now, how many of y'all know what to do now? Except you're wasting my time. How many of y'all know what to do? I am resolved what to do is not get another job. It's not to get it. You holding that for me? Not get another job. I ain't threw that on you. You my man. Not the resolve to get another job. As I resolve that I ain't letting nobody mess with my stewardship. Not even me, myself. Can you see it? Say, I'm a money missionary. My assignment is to pass out money on behalf of God. Wait a minute. And the more I pass out, the more he's going to give me the pass. Now, let's hurry. Let's hurry because I got 5 or 6 things I won't say to you. I'm just as drunk as I could be. I'm telling you right now. I just don't care. I don't care who won't be around me, who don't want to be around me. I just don't care. Just go if you leave. I don't care. I don't care who lack me. I don't care who don't lack me. I'm rich anyway. And I'm in good stewardship. I'm blessed. I got a beautiful black woman at home, 4 nice kids, plenty of money, everything. I'm happy. I'm in stewardship. I got a good church. I'm just happy. I got good health. I don't care if you don't like me. I like you. And I was black, but I ain't black no more. I stopped being black years ago. I'm not a black man. I'm a covenant man. Listen. 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 Nobody. Listen. Wait a minute. Nobody can stop me. Nobody. I don't care what color you're, white, Japanese, Indian. Nobody can stop me because I got my hand in the master's hand. And I got the Holy Ghost with me. And I'm working out my covenant. And I'm working out my soul salvation. And I'm working out the anointing. Nobody can stop me. I crossed the picket line a long time ago. When I walk in the store, white folks be falling out, black folks. Miss Thompson, look up, I'm over here. No, you ain't black. You ain't white either. You can forget that stuff now. You can't be a good steward being black. You can't be a good steward being white. All superiority and all inferiority has to leave you if you're going to be a good steward. Y'all ain't going to let me preach me out. Now, I'm talking as a man from another world, so if you got to listen as a woman from another world, I say things in the morning not coming out of my head, it's coming out of my spirit. See, I never heard that before, but the Lord said all superiority have to leave you and all inferiority have to leave you if you're going to be a covenant man and a covenant woman. If you're going to work your stewardship right, you can't see yourself black. You can't see yourself white. You got to see yourself born of the Spirit of God. Yeah, but that white man hold me back on the job. Yeah, that sucker will die too. He'll die if it's the right black woman walk in there and he mess with the right black woman or the wrong black woman, and that woman is kin to El Shaddai, and walk up in there and got the credentials and hold her back from promotion. Hey. I said, hey! Say it, I'll never be broke another day in my life. I have resolved this evening what to do. I'm going to use my money. You got to love it in exchange for souls. I know that's your heart, brother. I know that's your heart. Give me 15 more minutes. Just eat on the run. Eat on the run. Grab your salmon and head back here. I'm resolved. Verse 4, I'm resolved what to do. And when I'm put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him. Boy, the Lord showed me something about this, John. You remember I said stewardship is using your money in exchange for soul. Now from this statement, oh Lord, oh Lordy. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him. Underline that. Your money is to be used to call all of the Lord's debtors. You ain't getting it. You ain't getting it. We can be done totally chairs if you understand what I'm saying here. See, there are debtors to the Lord, sinners. There are sinners who are in debt to the Lord. And your money is to call them. I say it better. I'm going to say it better, man. Your money is to pay their way. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. See, your money is to pay the sinner's way back to the cross that they can see Jesus when the gospel is preached. Your money is being used to call sinners to the kingdom of God. Did you hear? Did you understand that? See, your money is being used for the preaching of the gospel. The gospel tell the debtor that your debt has been canceled. You're no longer under Satan. You're delivered from the power of darkness. You're translated into the kingdom of God, dear son. Make one step this way. I've already paved your way. When they hear that good news of the gospel and accept Jesus Christ and your money sent that missionary out, you paid their way into the kingdom of God. That's our money for. Man, did you hear that? Your money is to pay the sinner's debt. Oh, Jesus. Your money is to be used to cancel the sinner's debt. And the way his debt is canceled, Just like your debts are being canceled here financially this week. Somebody, if you're not going to do it, and I believe you're going to do it, somebody paid for us to come here. I know you can't hardly take it. You can't hardly take it. Somebody paid for you to come here, paid for us to come here. And we come here to cancel your debts. And from this day forward now, you are using your money. Every time Creflo Dollar makes an altar call and people come to receive Jesus, remember you gave an offering. Tonight you'll probably see it. You're going to see debt cancellation tonight. You see people coming to the altar. You're going to see them coming to the altar. And as they walk to the altar, because of your money placed in the gospel, because we paid to use this auditorium with money, and now we can preach the gospel and tell those people that their debt been canceled. Somebody else paid for it. Come on and get it. You hear me? You understand what I'm saying? A whole new, now, whole different realm. Thank you, brother. I couldn't find it. Whole different realm. And I'm telling you, you have to be stupid, blind, insane, half here and half gone, deaf, stupid, ignorant, crazy, out of your mind, not to understand at this hour you have been brought on another money level. I mean, I don't care what you think, because I say it. I heard from the Lord, and if you don't hear what I'm saying, if you don't get this tape, you're the stupidest person I ever seen in my life. I don't even want to see you no more in my life. I'll see you in glory. I don't even want to talk to you. If you're that stupid, I don't want to see you no more. Just stay out of my face. When you hear I'm preaching this, go somewhere else. Don't come around me, because you're out of your mind. You have been brought, whether you want to admit it or not, you have been brought on another stewardship level. You have been brought on another level about money. You'll never think the same way about money no more, because every time you do, you're going to hear my voice. So stop worrying about your car. Stop worrying and being so overly concerned about your house. Just start giving. It might show up any day. I'm telling you, God working something out for me now. I can't afford to tell it, but the Lord working something out for me now. I just throw it to the curb. I say, all right, I'm going to leave it alone, Lord. I mean, I told you, I done confessed this thing. I done praise you. I done give my money. You know what I want. It didn't work out. So I'm throwing it to the curb. And I'm going on about my business and be happy and do what you call me to do. Yeah. And then I receive a call and say, no, we're going to work it out. And the way it's going to be worked out, Leroy, you know what I'm talking about. The way it's going to be worked out is no normal way for it to be done. But because I've canceled so many people's sin debt with my money. I love it. I don't care if you don't shout, I'll shout by myself. I've canceled so many people's debt with my money, their sin debt. So many people have come in the kingdom of God because of my money. He got to do something for me. Supernaturally. He got to show off on my behalf. He got to lift me up to a high level because I've been doing what he told me to do. Money. It's easy to have plenty money. Easy to have plenty of money. No man can serve two masters. Yield to the real master and you'll master this. This stuff we've been fighting for, it, trying to get it everywhere. We know. Some of our foreparents died. What? That girl said our daddy had 4 jobs last night. I don't know how he had time to make a baby. 4 times. Some of y'all wonder why you can't get pregnant. Your biological setup is messed up because you're so confused about how you're going to make it. If you can settle down and lay down a few days and rest yourself, that egg will get right in the right place. And no baby won't come into that confusion. I got to find a jumping off place here somewhere. Have I helped you any?
Yeah.
Do you see money different now?
Yeah.
And this just what? What day? This just Tuesday, boy. Man, I believe this is a week. I'm going to say it like the Lord, I'm hearing it. I don't even know what it means. This is the week of the universe. That's what I heard. See, somehow you're crazy stuff. I can't explain it myself. But this is the week of the universe. In other words, the universe from this meeting, the universe system is about to take on a change. The whole universe. See, we can change, right? Just us in here can change the whole world. You done got your cry out, huh? It's touching you? You getting it? Oh my, that's all. That mean all the world to me that you're getting it. I don't have nothing to prove, you know. I'm just trying to listen to the Lord. I knew I couldn't sleep last night. I knew it was gonna happen here this morning. I'm telling you, I haven't left the dock yet. And see, I'm a funny preacher. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to come back to it. I'm gonna pray and try to get back to it in my next session. But I'm telling you, then he sent me something else. You know, don't you sense that? There's a calmness, a serenity have come over this whole building. You know why? And people mind now, settle down, say, oh, I got it. See, you're switching system. You just switch system. You switch from the natural to the supernatural. You just switch from your ways of doing things to God's way of doing things. And now you got a joy in your heart. Now you know it's not by the job. It's not by the struggle. It's not by who you know and all that. Now you know all I got to do is bag back in my little cocoon and get my orders properly before I come out. And come out like a butterfly. See what I'm saying? And distribute where God tell me to distribute, when he tell me to distribute. And, ooh, clear stuff on y'all. And now, oh, I don't have to worry no more. I have to be concerned about these bills. I'm going to look at them and laugh. Not because I know my help is on the way. I know now as I adjust my stewardship, as the man of God had read the word to me and revelation knowledge is in my spirit, I don't have to worry no more about no money. So I think now I emphasize on winning men to the kingdom. Oh, the glory here. I sense the glory. I sense a presence. Matter of fact, to a certain degree, I'm seeing a presence. All over this auditorium, the presence of God is setting down upon us. And he forgive you. He love you. And he know. And he's accepting your call to him today as you accept his call. And now you don't have to dig and beg anymore. Now you don't have to let nobody kick you around on the job anymore. You don't have to put up with nothing anymore. Because at every time that situation come up, the wisdom of God going to come to you. And you're going to know what to say and what to do and how to handle it. No more extra living. You enter into your position this morning as a child of God, as a steward of God, as a representative of heaven. And now you're going to walk as an ambassador, a person from another country sent to this planet by another agency that do not operate on the same level that this place operate on. Headquarters from this day forward will take your case over. And supernatural arrangement are being made for you right now. God is touching this person. He's touching that person. He's dropping your name somewhere else. And all you got to do now, let me close. All you got to do now is make sure you listen to the Holy Spirit, that you be in the right place or the right meeting at the right time. Just ask the Holy Spirit where he wants you to go, and the Holy Spirit is going to divinely arrange you. And, oh, Lord, I hear it. And what you're doing now, listen to me, what you're doing now, you're tracking well with a mission. You're tracking. The Holy Ghost is going to show you how to track well down, because now well, and then all of a sudden, after you'll be obedient, so far tracking well, and graduate, you turn around, and then wealth start tracking you. You're putting up an antenna this morning. An antenna, you're putting up an antenna that drawing signal from wealth, because the Lord have heard what you're going to do with it. I announce to you that you'll never be broke another day in your life. From this day forward, come on, from this day forward, all the money I have and all the money I receive, I will use it in exchange for soul. I receive my call as a money missionary, building the kingdom of God in the earth realm. Now, I've resolved what to do. Say it. About all my finances. Somebody holler up in here. Clap, 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 holler, scream, do something. Glory. Man, I feel it. I say, I feel it. I feel breakthroughs, man. I feel breakthroughs. I feel, oh, man, I feel it. Woo! Pregnant, man, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. I'm 9 months. I'm 9 months. The baby about to come out. How many of y'all believe this is it? This is it. You ain't gonna have no financial problem anymore. You just stick to your guns of what God told you to do. You're stood. You're resolved now. You made your mind up. I ain't playing no little game, no Mickey Mouse game about no house, no car, and all that little junk. I'm gonna do what I'm supposed to do, and all that little Mickey Mouse stuff gonna come. Your life will be like Walt Disney. You'd be so blessed you had to park something in your neighbor yard. I'm telling you, you get the priority straight, man. The Holy Ghost have spoken to us this morning. All right, got it. The Holy Ghost has spoken to us this morning. I heard from heaven, man. You hear me? I heard from heaven. And heaven said, we are money missionaries, and that should be the priority in our life. I heard from heaven. Say, thank God for the word. Say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Say it. Sometimes you got to do something crazy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the word. 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 How many of y'all life been changed? How many know your life changed? Come on now. Hey, shout then, shout. Glory. We got the devil by the feet. We got him by the head. We got him by the leg. He's not gonna hold us down no longer. Somebody make a little move in you. Do something. Make a little groove move. Come on now. Hey, hey, hey. Glory, glory, glory. I like that. Let's make another little move. Hey, glory. I'm delivered. Well, I don't tell them what's going to happen here tonight. Allah shatta la bahaya kaya. Woo! Hele baro bahasha kamuni nisa kaya. Shabba ba 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 salama kut. Nung lady bohaya.